ladies and gentlemen. don't start the podcast.
I didn't say nothing.
It's a big day today. And the reason it's a big day today, we already talked about the Fireball Challenge, which we have that coming. I could be wrong, but I think the big ticket gets the game ball in a five-man scramble.
Whoa! Damn.
Tick, you want the ball?
I want the ball.
Gentlemen,
I want the ball. Might be spraying out there.
He's like half the ball. We want the ball, and we're going to win.
He wants the ball.
Hopefully it turns out a little bit better for him than it did for Hasselbeck.
Look, here's the deal. Bottom line is, if the big ticket wants the game ball, you give ticket the game ball. You don't ask any questions.
Do we have enough fireball for ticket as well?
I'm not drinking.
No, he's doing it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Cutsy has a thing where
different video.
Cutsy shows up to the tee box and he has no idea what we're filming, what video we're doing.
No, that's not true.
Okay, he doesn't show up. He doesn't show up to the
100% true.
He doesn't show up to the tee box. He shows up to life having no idea what's going on.
But every tee box he shows up to, he goes, "So what video are we doing?"
Yeah.
I mean, you do it every single time. We had Lauren Coughlin, LPGA pro, standing right there. What video? Are you filming the 3-minute scramble?
Yeah, but we could be going for dinner. Be like, what dinner are we going to? What restaurant are we going to? We could be watching a movie.
I like to live
like,
life on the surprise side.
What movie are we watching?
He doesn't know where we're staying. He doesn't know
well,
where we're
in
going.
What game are we betting on?
To my defense, we've stayed in like 15 places in a week.
And they know every single one of them.
I don't know how. Bob said that one day it's in the group chat. I go through the group chat. There's nothing written down.
When you're sitting around us in the living room, you're there, but you're not there.
No, that's not fair. Sometimes.
Cutsy, when you went into the group chat, I was recording it on my story. What was the line that you read?
Did a voice note. I think I farted. False alarm. Something else might have come.
That's what I got in the group chat.
I don't know if there's last a separate group chat that's given the input of where we're playing. I am a little clueless sometimes. I will admit that. I'm not denying that. But I know a lot of the time what we're doing for the videos.
I'll tell you this, though. That hair has never looked better, man. It
looks like plywood right now.
Bro, it is.
Is that bad?
No, it's just like, it's like hard. It looks...
Yeah, did you gel it or did you put water in it?
I just showered and threw the visor on after the shower.
Tip it down for the camera.
Looks like Sonic.
Tip it down for the camera. Looks like Sonic.
You look like Sonic the Hedgehog right now.
That's
probably a good thing.
That's a dangerous play going with the no. You've been doing a lot of no hat plays.
I don't like. I like the hats.
Drum.
I don't like the hats. Not the style of the hats. Yeah. The hats, especially when you get a when I have a haircut, the hats just look massive on you.
Yeah.
Well, that's so when you tighten the hat.
And also, I don't. But the big like the brim like the brim the whole thing. Also, I don't like having the Patrick Reed forehead tan. Like when you take off your hat and then half of it's white.
You know who has that? Is Max Homa. His forehead is like a different color than the rest of his face.
A lot of golfers get that.
Yeah, you see that with a lot of pros.
Yeah, it's. I noticed it the other day. I was like, holy hell. You just realize how often he's in the sun wearing a hat.
Perez, why don't you go ahead and tell the folks this beautiful location that we're here at today at the Swink Lodge.
We're outside the Swink Lodge at Independence Golf Club. Very kind of them to have us here last night. And we're going to play a little golf out here. We're down in Midlothian, Virginia, just south of the James River in Richmond.
I feel like we know the entire country.
Yeah. So this is as far as public golf goes in the city of Richmond. This is the cream of the crop.
Isn't this the home of the Richmond Spiders?
Yeah, their facility is right to meow.
Yeah, I was I came out on the chipping surface here last night. And you look out, and inside their house, there's just like a big neon spider in their house. Perez loves his Richmond Spiders, man.
Real spot.
By the way, I feel like it's been, we've all agreed, probably the number one trip we've had has been so much fun. We have been here for 2 months.
I feel like I'm a native of Virginia now.
I don't know
what day it is.
We have been here for so
long. And not only that, we've toured the entire state pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, Perez is really, really...
rolling it out.
Even Ticket said before we started that Mexican restaurant that we went to the first night. I can't begin to tell you how long ago that seems
like. 5 months ago, Bob.
Yeah.
A long fucking time ago.
Remember looking down at Perez's plate and just seeing all the they didn't even mess around with any toppings.
It was
on
a block of chorizo. Dude,
it was just a plate full.
An entire onion. Block. You put a little cilantro on there, but yeah,
I didn't see any onion, man.
It was just, oh yeah, yeah. No,
I didn't see any onion, cilantro, nothing but a mountain of chorizo on top of a tortilla.
Oh. I love chorizo like more than most things in my life.
Yeah, that's your. I would say your. I would take a guess. From what I've seen, your top five foods, in no particular order. Sure. We all know pizza would be one, sure. But chicken no particular nuggets. Order. I would say any type of fried chicken, like chicken tenders. Yeah, exactly. I would say pizza. Mm-hmm. I would say chorizo. Mm-hmm.
Tacos.
Well, that would be the
chorizo tacos.
Yeah, that would be the tacos.
burgers.
No.
I wouldn't say burgers.
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. He loves peanuts.
Dairy Queen.
that's not fair.
Well, we all love Dairy Queen.
You know what's so funny? Speaking of Dairy Queen, Perez was talking about when we went to his old work yesterday, which was so fucking funny to see, and we talked about it on the last pod, but Prez told me that when he used to go on his lunch breaks, he would go and he would get lunch, and then there was a Dairy Queen right next to the spot, that he would eat lunch at.
Not every time. So
he would come back to the office with a Blizzard in his hand and just be sitting at his cubicle.
Imagine him walking back to the cubicle.
Yeah.
Just do the Blizzard test. Make sure there's no remnants spilling out.
Yeah, sometimes you just get a little sweet tooth.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Sometimes you get a little sweet tooth.
That's what they're supposed to do before they give it to you, by the way. They're supposed to turn it upside down to show that there's no way it's
flopping out. Let me tell you something, though, man. Blizzards are undefeated. I would take Blizzards a lot of time over like an ice cream place, you know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but there's something special about a cone of ice cream.
Dipped cone?
Yeah. I love that.
You know what they have now, Bob? Cone?
No, a cone.
I feel like you just, like are just a regular.
You don't like the dip cone? Give me a flavor and in a cone, and then when you get to the bottom of the cone, you got a little ice cream still stuck in there. Mm. Yeah, that's where
you know what they have
happens.
Now. They have a churro flavored dip.
Yeah. Oh fuck,
that sounds pretty fucking. Yeah,
an ice cream.
Churros might be in my top five.
Oh, yeah, churro. Oh, churro. Oh,
churros.
Yeah.
You don't like churros?
No, they said chorizo.
I churro. Yeah.
I went to when I was in Jupiter. I went and I got a cone by myself. It was one of the saddest 15 minutes of my life, dude. Like, if you're going to do ice cream, like, you got to go with somebody
else.
Was
it like a mom and pop shop?
Yeah, dude, it was so sad. It was disgusting.
I kind of disagree,
and, like,
dude.
I didn't want to see anybody. Like, it was so tough.
But how good was that cone?
It was great. Yeah, yeah, that was the reason I went. But, like, just to be sitting there eating the cone by myself.
Oh, you were inside?
Yeah. That's tough, dude. It was really, it was so tough.
Just with every lick. Did you like, just tell your parents,
like, hey, I'm going to run out and get a cone?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was just craving ice cream. And all they had was, like, the skinny cat. Ice cream sandwiches. Oh, I'm like, same, dude. I could no, that never mean. Is.
You know what I got into this week? We got into the Chipwich this week.
Chipwich is by the way,
bang, dude.
Yeah, maybe the most underrated.
The Oreo
thing
sandwich
in
is
the
good
game.
Too.
Ice cream sandwiches, but the Chipwich, man, that the Chipwich. Those chips, the chocolate chips on it. That shit, bang, dude.
So funny. Bob, Chet goes, I'm watching what I'm eating. He's just eating salads. And then he comes into the van. He's got this ginormous Chipwich sandwich. I'm like, talk about an oxymoron.
I caved. You know how hard it is to just sit there and eat salads while people are eating?
You could have a burger from time to time. You just eat a Cobb salad. Your farts stink like egg. And then you come into the fucking van with a Chipwich. That was crazy.
This wasn't the reaction at the time, I'll tell you that.
No, it was
at the time, it was, wow, what a smart play. The Chipwich, oh. No, what a play from the Jets.
I'm not shitting on the Chipwich. I think it's
you're
a great play.
You're shitting on me.
I'm saying it's just so sure funny because you just eat salads.
Yeah.
And then you come in with a ginormous Chipwich.
Yeah, it's not a bad play.
It's kind of like when I said I was watching what I was eating, I ordered a salad at, where were we at, Chili's, and then I went and got a bag of candy afterwards.
Yeah. Do you know many times I've said I'm how many fucking times I can only speak for myself, but you're like, all right, this is it. Like, we're eating healthy. And the next day you got just candy in front of you.
Yo, The amount.
I my bad thing is canned. I love canned.
I'd be so curious to see. I'd be so curious to see the amount of calories that are consumed on one of these trips.
Oh, it would be tough.
It's crazy.
The funniest person out of all of us is Ticket. Because he's like, last night, he's like, it's taken all of my willpower to not go back for another piece of pizza. And I look over 10 minutes later, he's just sitting there with the pepperoni.
To be honest, we always talk.
Not a lot of willpower there, my friend.
We always talk about how much like I eat. But the bottom line is, the amount that Ticket puts down, like, Ticket went from the time that Perez returned with that pizza, the Celtics game started, it was midway through the third quarter, and I looked over at Ticket and he's still just devouring. And
the thing is, too,
they call him
the par 3 pizza poppy.
The thing is, too, while Ticket's eating the pizza, he's so pissed at himself.
He makes a point to tell us
pepperoni.
Makes a point to tell us how much he doesn't want to be doing what he's doing.
Yeah,
I don't want to eat this slice, and he just goes.
We
need you to be on board with the fact that I'm not happy with what's taking
place. Oh no, I get it.
You need to be on the journey
where I just say I don't want to do it and I do it. Yeah, no, I mean that dialogue's happening up here. Trust me.
Ticket. What did you say at lunch yesterday that Perez
this guy
said?
So blown out of proportion. I said that it had a hint of Chuck E. Cheese. Yes.
No, I wasn't going there.
Now.
But now I'm going there now. I'm going there now. I swear to you, I was not going. Because I would not have had to ask you what you said because I remembered that. Perez comes back with 6 pies and he's like, guys, this is Richmond's best pizza. Like, Perez was so happy about bringing us that pizza. He's like,
this is really a big moment.
It's not my opinion. That's just like local magazine voting.
Yeah.
I was like, happy that was the place that was on the way.
It's like, this is the best pizza in Richmond, like, and whatnot. And I thought it was good. I was like, yeah, it's good. And then takes a bite and he just kind of looks. He goes, it's not bad. It's got a hint of Chuck E. Cheese to it, but
yeah, in the best possible way.
Best way.
It's like all due respect. Fuck you and your family. You know what I mean?
You have a hint of a serial killer look, but in the best possible way.
That's right.
I've gotten that a few times. Yeah.
I actually was going to use you as the example that I omitted.
I get that all the time.
But what did Perez say when you said like, you know, we gotta lose weight or something like that, and then Perez was like, it's not gonna happen.
I said that. Oh, I was. Yeah. I don't remember what I said. Something about like, where it was something exactly like that.
A couple pods ago, you were like, "Yeah, man, I just really got to start eating more salads. I got to lose weight." And it's like, I've just gotten too big. I'm the biggest I've ever been. I got to lose weight. And Prez was like, it's unlikely.
We're on the double diamond slopes right now. Just a free fall down to fatness.
When you're ordering triple stack Dave's, weight just, loss on its way.
We're not doing a single thing that would lead you to believe.
I'll never get over that. That was the craziest. I can't believe that.
Oh God.
It's so good. The whole trip, we've just talked about how fat we are.
Yeah, well,
it's kind of what we do.
We're not even a golf show. We're an eating show.
Correct. Yeah.
Dude, we eat and sometimes play golf.
Correct.
Is what we do.
Man. Yeah.
Bob does sports.
That being said, we've gotten
travel around and eat and play a little golf.
We've gotten a lot of golf videos in on this trip. Oh,
because we've been here 2 months. We've had nothing else to do. Of course, we've gotten videos in. We're stacked. This is the most stacked that we've ever been. And a stacked arsenal is a very happy jet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's a happy everybody.
Yeah, I'm for sure.
Bob, you're happy about it, too.
Oh, I'm probably the most happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we interrupt this podcast to let you know that the Bob Does Sports Boys have partnered with the fine folks over at DraftKings. From tee to green, join all the golf action on the DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers will receive an odds boost to add +1,000 to any pre-tournament wager up to $10 on any golfer to win, which you cannot go wrong with. For example, if you're a new customer and see a golfer to win the tournament at plus 1,000 odds, DraftKings will boost that golfer to plus 2,000 odds for your shot at a bigger payout, and everybody loves a bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sports app and use code BDSPOD and boost your odds during this weekend's tournament. That's code BDSPOD only on DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 and older in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. Odds boost token expires 7 days after insurance. Minimum $5 deposit. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/golf terms.
The best jet is a drunk jet.
For sure.
Happens very rarely. It's like a lunar eclipse.
Yeah. Well, it happens.
It don't come often, but boy,
it might happen tonight. Aren't we going having a little party tonight?
Wow, yeah,
something like that.
Get a little banged up.
We'll
be at Keswick Hall. I mean,
oh yeah.
Do you think we're going to Keswick?
Yes, that's what I've been told.
No,
we're not going to Keswick. First of all, it's Keswick, and you keep calling it Keswick. Okay,
yeah, that's correct.
Incorrect.
It's correct that you're saying it incorrectly, yes.
And we're not going to Keswick.
No,
where are we going?
What in the world?
We're checking into a hotel. Which Keswick technically is a hotel, but we're checking into a hotel. And by the way, as much as it would be great to go out tonight, I'd like to go out tonight. Who knows where that fireball challenge
sure.
is going to lead us?
Oh, good point.
Sure.
Good point.
I'd like to go out tonight, but you remember that last one. By the time we got.
Am I going to have to drive you guys back? Everybody, whether they say it or not, especially like guys like our age, they're all like backseat drive. They're all just gonna look at you funny when you drive. It's like I just let me drive.
This focus guy's on the, so in his head, it's unbelievable.
I'm in my
you
head.
Really are.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I like to drive by myself, bump some music. I don't like, you know, how about this? I don't like other people, so I don't like them in the car.
That's fair.
Whoa. No, we know.
That's not a surprise.
I don't like him in the car. I don't like him in the house.
Cut clip. Cut
I don't.
Clip.
I like him on the course.
You know, what was a great moment.
You don't.
I hate him.
This week was when we told, because Jed always busts our buddy Showtime's balls for how slow he plays. Telling Jed in the car how slow he plays and scrambles.
He was not thrilled to hear.
Yeah, because he had some soul searching.
So yeah, I mean, you really here's the thing. Has that been going on for a long
quietly,
time?
Yes. Or
was, yeah.
So why did you guys not say something?
Because we wanted to have
you. Jet.
What?
We're scared of you.
That too.
By the way, yeah. then we're in a great spot. But besides that, because normally when we play, I play very fast.
If we're just playing for fun, you play lightning fast.
Right. So when the camera's out there, it's still a little different. For me,
that's why we haven't said anything.
Okay, but
or
you,
at least that's
but,
why I
but you should have said something to me. And I tell you, I'm never going to be slow again when we play.
What is this? How did that even start playing?
Sorry, you won't. But you know, the other thing is that if you make like now that you told me that, I will never play slow in a video again.
No, I believe that. Yeah, I
wish you guys said it sooner. But it is what it is.
It's different. Like within the camera and stuff like that, it's different. But like you'll stand over your ball, you'll look at us, you'll crack a joke, yeah. And then you'll get over
and then start doing this where he's
yeah, and then he goes get shallow.
But that
gets shallow. And then he takes four practice swings and then he goes up.
Something.
Then Cutsy says something. Cutsy will like burp. And then he backs off and he goes like this to Cutsy. And then he stands over his ball. One more joke and then goes.
Well, I also want to hit good, like I take more time with the ball because I actually want to hit good shots in the videos. Not that that makes a difference, but yeah, I try to get some lines in. But yeah, you'll never see me. I might never talk again in a video. You're like, I'm just gonna be flying from here on out.
That's a tough
scene. So, but it bothers me because I do rag. I hate when people play slow.
That's why that I'm busting your balls with it. If you didn't do that, it'd be a different conversation.
No, but I wouldn't. But the fact that I'm being called a slow player is one of the hardest things I've ever had to.
I know.
Patrick Jetley.
Who, What does that mean, Joe?
I know where he's going. Patrick Cantlay. I got it. It wasn't a bad joke. It was the way you jiggled.
Took me a second.
It wasn't a bad joke.
It's still early in the morning here for us to run a pod.
Patrick
so we're
Jetley. It's not
bad. It's not bad. I got absolute blanks there. That's fine.
Joey Blocky cuts.
Cutsy the entire trip. It's one of the funniest cutsies we've. He has been on the entire week. Cutsy has been on one, dude.
I don't know. Have I?
He's
I don't
been
know
like
if I
very
have.
Yeah, giggly or like he's just been out of control.
Sometimes Cutsy acts as if he's on something when he's not, though. He gets in that zone, yeah. And you question. You're like, are you on something right now? He's just like, no. And then he's like, on what? What? Where? Why?
Yeah, it's so impossible that that would be the case. Last night I was, but not tonight.
When Jet snapped on Cutsy in the car yesterday driving home, it was one of the funniest things. He just turns to him and he goes, Joe, he goes, you live to say where, what, why, when. Figure it out.
We were driving.
I had just woken up from a nap.
And us three are having a conversation. Every time anybody said something, Cutsy would be like, what, who, where, why, where are we going? What are we doing? Keswick? Who? Why? So I just turned to him and I was like, dude, your whole life is just saying what, where, when, and why. And I was pissed. I was
the
tired.
When Cutsy wakes up from a nap, like in the car, he falls asleep right away. Like you could be having a conversation with him, right. And then you look over and he's just out like a light.
I think I've driven very well on this trip, by the way. I've driven across the fucking state of Virginia.
You doze out.
Oh. It's happened a couple times in California.
It did happen zero times.
Did it happen? Did it happen on the drive?
No, it has not happened once.
Did it happen? It did not happen on this trip.
No.
No, he wasn't dozing, but he was checking his phone, and we were drifting into different.
It was one time in a matter of 7 hours of driving. I thought I'd been very good on this trip.
I do too. The driving has been good.
The driving has been good.
Me and Perez looked up in the rearview mirror and we saw Cutsy drive behind us and the car was just going.
That's ridiculous. By the way, there was a point where Perez was in the left lane and merged through three lanes of traffic to take an exit.
I remember that.
And I felt like Chris Farley trying to go through in Tommy Boy off the fucking exit.
You had more room to do it than I did.
I wasn't expecting it. I looked and it said like literally like Keswick exit. Keswick. And I was like, I think this is probably where I have to go. But I'm like, I think Perez probably knows where he's going.
Once you saw me move, you just immediately moved.
Well, yes, but it just came, like, it came at me fast.
It was out of nowhere.
But I made it
happen. Fair.
For somebody to say that I'm drifting, yeah.
surely it was easier for him to do than me.
No one mentions that, though. They mentioned the slight drift into the... But never mind the fucking four lanes. You know, like, come on, guys. It's always, like, magnified when it's me. Although I do agree. There's times. I agree. It's merited sometimes. But this trip... For the most part, Tick and Jet have to admit.
I admit. I've been a good driver on this trip.
Your driver's good. You just have no idea where you're going.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
yes.
I have to follow you. Yeah, but like trip at any time, you don't know where we're going. Later, you think we're going to hit balls right here. You live in a, it's must be awesome. You just live in like, just like the next step you take.
I have good intentions. Like this morning I went I brought Bob and my clubs into the swing lodge thinking that, okay, we're going to go right behind us to the driving range after. And Prez's like, why are the clubs inside? I'm like, oh, I brought them for the golf after. He's like, we have to go all the way back. So you're just going to have to bring the clubs back. And I was like, fuck.
You did save us yesterday when we got here and we had no idea where we're going. And you jumped out of the car.
Yes.
And you ran to find somebody. We're like, we're totally lost. And you just rolled up in a golf cart with another guy, like waving at us as if you knew the guy. And then you just, took us all the way down.
I also had good intentions when Tick and I, we went to go get Fireball and I got the wrong one.
You sure did.
You got
convenience stores. Fireball cinnamon instead of Fireball cinnamon whiskey.
That's an honest mistake, though, I think. No?
You can't buy liquor at a convenience store.
You know,
not here in Virginia. It wasn't honest. We were trying to help out.
It was an honest mistake.
And that's what I'm saying is that
it's a little chilly today.
Generally have good intentions.
You do have good intentions.
But they say what is hell is paved The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
That's right. That's what they say.
So yeah, then you walk in with the biggest bucket of Fireball.
Yeah.
When you walked out of that convenience store, yeah, they bucket must have of thought chicken. This guy is an alcoholic. This guy's got problems.
Yeah,
man.
It was like,
and you know
three
what?
Doors
They'd be
down.
Right. They'd absolutely be right.
Yeah, yeah, I do. The ABC store was like three doors down from the Italian spot that I got the pizza. So I park outside of the Italian AKA spot,
Chuck just cheese.
In the fire lane. I go in, get five pizzas, two salads. I like waddle out to the fucking car. I put it in. Then I just walk over to the ABC store. Like my car's sitting out there for 10 minutes. I probably, if anyone saw that entire thing where I'm walking out with a bunch of food, and then I go into an ABC store and I walk out with a Fireball party pack.
We need cameras on all
times. This guy's got a big night coming. This guy's got a big. It's probably like fucking Tuesday. This guy up to.
Bob's getting ice cream alone, and you're getting five pizzas and 30 whiskey. Right.
Man, yeah. That ice cream thing's so tough.
Not a person in sight.
You know, well, same with Joe is like when Joe wakes up from one of his naps, like. For me, like, I wake up from a nap, and it takes me a little bit to, like, come to. Cutsy can wake up from a nap, and he gets right back into the conversation. Like, he enters right back into the conversation as if he wasn't gone for the past 25 minutes. You know, like, there's no, like, you don't have to acknowledge that he just woke up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
we returned to playing highlights last night. Like we always just watch, like, NFL highlights. I had a Calvin Johnson highlight on. And it's top 50 Calvin Johnson catches. And I look over at him on the couch because he's sleeping on the couch. And he's totally out. And then I'm watching him. And I see him bump back to reality and just goes, he just bumps back and goes, oh, what a catch. That's me. He goes, did you see that catch? I said, did you? It was unreal.
That's
I got issues, man. I got some serious issues. This has been an awakening podcast for me, man. It's really been tough. Almost as tough as that
the
blizzard.
The awakening of Joey Coldcuts.
Oh, God. It's like an intervention here.
We love you.
Yeah, sure I love do. You guys, too. I will say this trip, we've always been close-knit, but this trip has really been more laughs and more like we've been just on one the whole trip. I feel like we've never been tighter than after Virginia will do.
I agree with that.
This crew is just it's unstoppable right now. It feels dangerous. This is, to be honest, this is also to one of the first. I mean, you'll probably disagree with this, but as long as we've
I
been
disagree,
here, this is one of the first trips where like I'm not like ready for it to end. Usually at the end, like we're pretty fucking tired. Like I could go another few days. Like I really could have and.
I cannot. Yeah. not in a bad way. No, I've had.
I said yeah. So much like, fun. Like, he's like, I'm officially done with Virginia.
I'm ready to be home.
I'm just ready to put a camera down. He's ready to stop.
I just it's tired. Like it's a lot. But it's a blast. And again, like you said, this trip has been incredible, and everybody is super. Even for me, I've had less. It's you just been like everything's been going good. Yeah, like no problems with anything. Like
you know,
it's
what's
been
really
so
tough
smooth.
Is after a trip like this when you go home and you're like, I'm so exhausted, and people are like, what'd you do? You're like, I was on a golf trip for a week.
Yeah,
tough life.
Yeah.
You just went golfing with your boys for a week.
Nobody's gonna feel.
Meanwhile,
bad for
I was
us.
Working away at a desk for the last fucking 5 days.
I will say, being in FP's office yesterday, and it was a great time, and everybody was super nice, and it was incredible. It really
a wake-up call.
Not a wake-up call. It was like it was more so like a reminder. It was like I remembered when I used to do that and how much I hated it and wanted to get out of there. And like it really made me when we were walking back, I was like, holy shit! Like I'm so glad we do what we do.
Jet used to work on a customer service hotline.
Oh my.
You talk about a bad draw, man. If you call and you get Jet, that's a bad draw.
I made
my
it 5 months.
Not working? I don't fucking care.
Did they get feedback for you?
I made it 5 months. I actually did pretty solid. It wasn't like more so customer service as much as it was like sales, like orders and shit.
Just buy the fucking product.
So I used to just hand people off. Like the second it shit started getting bad, I'd be like, let me get you to my supervisor. And then I just hit any buttons on the thing and just send them off to whoever.
And then, yeah, so that was good. I made it 5 months. They actually gave me a bonus, and I quit the next day.
Do you know, I'll give you another fun fact. Is Kotze used to work at a chips and fish and chips
yeah,
restaurant, fish and chips, and they used to call him the Godfather.
The Codfather, yeah.
The Codfather.
That's fantastic. What was the place called?
It was called Cockney King's Fish and Chips. Home of Cockney's finest.
Where was this?
Fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh wow!
It's actually fire. If we go to Vancouver, I gotta bring you guys there. They did Monday through Thursday, all you can eat fish and chips.
When you walk
it was
in
a
there,
fucking nightmare.
When you walk us in, there's everybody like, the Codfather's back. The Codfather's back. Everybody shut the fuck up. The Codfather's back.
I actually went back when I went to Vancouver the last time. I went back because I had to try it, and it's so good. But like it was like all these like people would just swarm, and I would be just serving, and it was like one of three jobs I was working. I was like working there, I was working in another restaurant that was like more fine dining, and I was working a warehouse.
Cutsy's a dog, man. How old were you?
Can you tell them why like, you were working three jobs?
Huh?
Can you tell them why that you were working?
Why? Three?
Wasn't it to pay off gambling?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I gambled. Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah, it was
you worked
yeah,
three jobs.
I didn't have a penny to my name. That summer, I think I worked like collectively like 12 hours a day. After like 2.5 months, I finally had like recouped all my losses.
It's classic, Kotze, though, just to lose all your money, though, and then just start working like 20
yeah
hours a
yeah
day.
I would work the warehouse from like 8 to 3.
And once he pays off the gambling debts, he quits all three of them.
Yeah.
Then gets into debt again. He goes, oh,
no,
I need
went
all
to Mexico
three jobs
after
back
that. Went on a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, I'll be as long.
You're special, man. You're a special cat. You really are.
We do have to go to Cockney Kings, though, if we go back to Vancouver.
We not go on all-you-can-eat day.
No,
we just
no, no.
We cannot be trusted on all-you-can-eat day.
Just, let's I go start on placing bets.
I understand that, but we just can't go.
Jake, you got to do the halibut. The halibut is sensation.
I want to see the Codfather in action.
Oh,
the
God. I had that shit down to a T. I would just fire. I had my little section. I would just fire through.
How many years ago was this?
God, man. I don't even know. This would have been like 2010, maybe.
Oh, so if you walk in there now, people aren't going to
no,
drop their forks and be like,
"Nobody
fucking shit,
the
Godfather."
The fuck I
got I got one even better for you. Perez used to work at Moe's Southwest Grill. You know, and going,
you were what?
Welcome to Moe's. He was on the line.
On
like
the
you,
line.
Oh, you were a line cook.
Line, man.
Line cook, I believe, is a kind of a liberal use of what I was.
What were you doing?
See, just was the guy that said, "Welcome to Moe's."
Say, "Welcome to Moe's. What can I get you?" And I go, "I have a Joey bag of donuts." And I go, "Would you like guac?" And they go, "Like no." I'm like, "Cool. Because if you did, you should just get a home wrecker." would you like a bowl or would you like a burrito? A burrito. And I'd use that, put it in the thing. I'd hold it down. We'd have that awkward like 7 seconds where I'm like steaming the burrito. I'm like, "How's your day going?" "Oh, great. Fuck me. Great. Awesome. Good." Yeah, black or pinto beans? Chicken steak or ground beef? Anything else from the everything else from the hot table? No. That was me.
Bob, I will say the one thing we talked about it yesterday or the last pod, but
2 weeks.
Seeing Perez's old work, it kind of really put everything in perspective. Like, this guy's a different guy.
Oh, with him?
Yeah.
Oh, because I just said that 4 minutes ago.
No, I'm saying Perez is just like
the most misunderstood man in America.
You are. I worked at a Papa John's, and I got fired from the Papa John's because I used to go and I used to buy scratch-off lottery tickets. And when I went to get the lottery tickets, I would call in a pizza under a restricted number. So I'd do *67 and I would call in the pizza and then I would cancel the pizza. So after I would cancel it, I would know they already put it through the oven. I'd come back in and then you would be able to eat the pizza. But
oh my God.
That's honestly brilliant, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What yeah the fuck? Yeah.
So
I learned quickly what Bob's favorite pizza damn toppings were.
I would do *67 and then I would call back after I knew it went through and then I would cancel it and then I would eat it. But then one time I went to go get the lottery tickets and I went to call to cancel it and I forgot to hit *67.
Oh,
so they saw my number come on and the guy's like, "Yeah, like Bob, like you gotta go, man. Like we just can't, you know, we can't have it."
Did they know that this had been happening?
For sure. Oh, like it was a daily thing that pizzas kept like, dead serious. I did it.
And they didn't notice that every time a pizza was canceled, you just weren't there?
No, because then I like, would be back, and then it would sit there, and eventually they would just be like, all right, just like eat
wasn't
the pizza.
It, wasn't it your dad's friend, and he had to call your dad?
That was another... This is tough. Yeah, this is
slowly transitioning off of me and into
great
Bob.
Story, though.
It was another pizza. It was the local pizza shop, and I needed a job, and my dad was friends with the owner, so he's like, you know, can you just like get him behind the cash register or something? And they're like, yeah, like, we got you. And there's, like, a hardcore Italian guy, pretty rough around the edges, and I just couldn't figure out the cash register. Like, I was there for, like, well into, like, a month or two, and I couldn't figure it out. Like, I couldn't get it. So, finally, they called my dad. They then called me, and they were just like, look, like, he's not cutting it. Like, he just can't figure it out. Like, he's got to go. Yeah, it's tough. And I worked at a
beat. What did your dad say to you?
He just, like, he couldn't believe it. Like, he couldn't believe that I couldn't figure out the cash register. Then I worked at a BP gas station, and my dad wanted to be the first customer for me.
Were you pumping gas?
Yeah. So I was pumping gas. Damn. So he pulls in, and he goes in. I went to put in the nozzle. I couldn't get the nozzle out. I, like, clicked it in to where, like, I couldn't get the nozzle out, so they had to come over and get help. My dad's just in the car. Like, he just couldn't believe.
Yeah. You really are brilliantly dumb, man.
Yeah.
And now you can't pump gas?
Yeah.
But he's our leader about the sport. Yeah. Folks.
Try where Instagram. There, dude?
Where do you go from there?
Stop. Yeah. Yeah.
Start cutting grass.
Can't cut it.
That didn't cut it.
Then I went to Cutco Knives.
Yeah, okay. You could sell.
I could sell. Yeah. That I was very.
Sure, the invoice was a little difficult once you
yeah,
made the sale.
Yeah, I would make the sale. Damn. So tough.
Did I tell you the story of my first job at the Cedar Yard?
No.
When I had to drive the forklift and I took the whole roof out.
No. How have we not heard this?
Come on.
How have we not heard this?
I thought I might have said it on the pod before. My first job, there's a Cedar Yard that used to, it's called Curtis Lumber. It was my first ever job. And I got a job.
That's
for
a great
summer.
Name.
And I started off just like I was in the yard, just like putting packages together, like for the cedar, like any the orders. And then finally they're like, okay, we need you to start driving the forklift. And I was like, all right. I was doing okay, and then going into like the warehouse, like they had this barn almost where all the wood was stored. There was like a ramp that went down like this, right? So to go down it was fine because even if your forks were up, you would go down. But when you had to come back up, like in reverse, you had to go like this. So your forks, if they're too high, it would be a problem.
Your forks.
So anyways, I was rushing an order, and the forks were like this, and the roof would be like here, and I just revved it. And I went like this, and the whole part of the roof like this, just like all this fucking wood came flying off.
Yeah, they got more wood.
And so I had to go in on my week, and the boss was pissed.
I guarantee
his name
was
Ron. I'll never forget. And I went in.
There's no way it was Cutsy's fault.
Oh, it was absolutely my fault. It was absolutely my fault. I had to go in the weekend, and I had to like help him like basically hammer back the roof. And then like 2 weeks later, I got fired pretty much. Well, I wasn't even a fire. Like I just stopped going, and they never called me again. So. That was kind of a mutual exit on both parties.
With no conversation.
I just never showed up, and they didn't even, like, call me to see where I was. And then I didn't show up again, and I was like, I guess I'm just never working here again. You know, I went and picked up my final check, and that was that.
You know what, boys? When push comes to shove, thank God for YouTube.
Oh, God.
Who knows?
Well, I had a pretty successful career in hospitality. Perez, Perez had a good career.
Come on, man. Come on.
Perez had a good career.
What about me and Jack?
I mean, I don't know what Jet was doing.
I was working with Bob.
I'm saying before all of this, obviously it's been life. I'm saying like we would have been okay. We wouldn't have been where we are today.
Can I say what Jet did? Jet worked for an offshore gambling site.
No.
he did the Twitter.
You get a paycheck and you go straight into his account.
He did overnight Twitter.
I was grinding, dude. I was grinding hard at that shit.
God.
But the truth is, like, kind of always knew that something like this was going to happen. at least with my life.
We're having trouble with the roulette board. Would you be able to go in there and make a couple adjustments on the roulette board?
Yeah. Can I get 500 more credit on my casino? That would be great.
It was so
started
short.
Catching my stride in blackjack. Just need a little more.
Did you see the dice on table seven? We're missing the die.
It was a pit boss.
Dude, it was social media. It wasn't.
I will say this to Jet's credit. He always told me, like, I remember when I didn't really know him, when you were considering moving to LA from New York, you're like, dude, one day this is going to be so huge. And I was like, yeah, we're going to, you got to come out here. It's going to be the biggest thing ever. But you always believed that, like, somehow it was going to work.
Well, yeah, I at least for myself, I knew it was going to work. I know, to be honest, if it wasn't with you guys, it would have been with somebody else. But I always believed in, like, once I saw what you guys were doing and when I became a part of it, I knew we were going to end up at Independence Golf Course in front of the Swink Lodge 2 years later.
It's the next logical step for us.
By the way, this is a beautiful place.
Really, really nice.
Yeah, really nice. And again, big shout out to them for having us out here today. And fellas, we got a fireball challenge ahead. Ticket gets the game ball and the scramble that we're going to have to do. Five-person scramble is going to look forward to that. And just a big shout out, Perez setting the trip up, the state of Virginia for having us. It's been a wonderful, wonderful 6 months, and we look forward to seeing you next time. As far as I'm concerned, that's been another edition of the Bob Does Sports Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe. We will see you next time.
Clap it up, 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 clap it up. Good job, boys.